Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Tazria Metzora. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. As a young child, I would often have the opportunity to visit my grandparents in Switzerland, and more often it was without my parents. We would somehow figure it out, and we would spend time with my grandparents, and they were such memorable and beautiful times. But my grandma had a very interesting way of being mechanich, of educating us. If we did something that was wrong, all of a sudden she would seem that she was very angry. She would say, "Now you're going to get a punishment." And she would take me by the hand, and she would bring me into the kitchen, and she would open up the pantry, and she would take out a bar of Swiss chocolate, and she would say, "Here, this is your punishment." And you know, the truth is that it worked, because I realized I did something wrong. I realized that she loved me, and I would try not to do it anymore. In this week's parsha, we find an anomaly, which perhaps we can understand to a certain extent with the previous analogy. The Torah teaches us that if a person, chas v'shalom, speaks lashon hara, does certain averis, then they get tzaras. And the way tzaras works is that first the manifestation is on the home. The Rambam teaches us. If the person doesn't take it to heart, then there's a manifestation of the tzaras on his clothing. And if he still doesn't take it to heart, then it actually comes on his person, on his body, on his skin, on his hair. And it's a progression that hopefully a person realizes after the first time that they do it, they won't do it anymore. If not, Hashem is to take stricter measures. But the most fascinating thing is that Rashi teaches us in the beginning of the Parsha that nigei batim, this affliction on the home, ultimately had a side benefit or a bonus to it. Because the halacha is that if a person finds a nega, they find some kind of spot on their home, then they have to break it down. And Rashi says that the Canaanites, the Canaanim, used to hide silver and gold and treasures in the walls. So when a person would get saras, they would break down their wall and they'd find this amazing treasure. It always bothered me, how does that work exactly? If tzaras is a punishment for speaking lashon hara, gossip, evil tongue, so then how is that a reward? How could that also be a reward? And then all of a sudden I remembered that incident with my grandmother. To a certain extent, it's just the first step of a person's sins. And a person needs redirection, but they have to understand the redirection comes from Hashem. And if they take it to heart and they go through the process and they try to prove themselves, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a reward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a tremendous treasure. And I think it's like that in our lives as well. Hashem all the time throws things at us, and we're supposed to take notice of them and hopefully, you know, realign ourselves within our mission in life that Hashem wants us to have. And then amidst Hashem, He could continue to reward us, because ultimately Hashem loves us. And the greatest thing He'd like to do is to reward us. So if we take things to heart and we upgrade our lives, who knows the infinite reward and tzchar that a person ultimately could get. Wishing you a magnificent, beautiful upcoming Shabbos.